18 minutes away from 8 o'clock on a Monday morning. Hello, Bill Small here, the mighty 690 KGGF, and I am joined by a medical professional. Some say it's been long overdue. Vicki Portwood, she's director of the Cancer Center at Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. A couple items on the agenda today. Skin cancer detection. I would suppose that for the folks who work outside, this is of vital importance.
Yes, as we come to this time of the year, putting on sunscreen or wearing protective clothing is very important. And I know a lot of people want to go outside and let's get a nice tan on our skin right now, but you really have to be careful because it isn't necessarily going to cause you skin cancer today, but those people that get burns are much more likely to have a skin cancer later in life. Mm-hmm. And depending on your family history, that may be something that is very deadly. Melanomas do kill people. They can become spread and go to other parts of the body. So we definitely have to protect our skin this time of the year.
Indeed. And what would you say is the best SPF for somebody, let's say like myself, I'll use me as an example because that's the service I offer to the radio listeners. I am so German that when I step outside walking to the car, I'm likely to burn.
So babies and
that's
fair
me.
Skin,
that's what we're talking about.
Redheads mm-hmm. Need like a 50 SPF mm-hmm. when they're out in the sun for any period of time. And if you're in the water, remember you have to reapply that
right.
sunscreen.
What about the brands that say it's waterproof? Should we trust that or just
you
be
can
safe?
Trust it for a period of time, but again, you got to reapply it on a regular basis mm-hmm. because it doesn't stay on forever, and it doesn't last forever.
What are some of the more common spots on the body as you notice these things?
You know, that's the thing. You can't just depend on the places that see the sun. We've seen melanoma between people's toes.
My goodness, how does that happen?
We've seen them on their buttocks uh-huh. that are
that's
not,
where the sun don't shine.
The sun don't shine. So you have to be careful and look everywhere. Don't mm-hmm. just think that your arms and your face and your ears are very common, too, that people don't think about your ears, mm-hmm. especially for men where their ears are poking out in the sun. They're a common place.
Right.
But you have to look all over. Anything that you see that is changing, that is an irregular shape, that is changing colors, getting bigger, bleeding, those things are very important to get those checked out as soon as possible.
See, you just went to the question I was going to ask. What am I looking for? The difference between, let's say, just a regular sunspot or a mole or a skin tag, and something that might be suspicious for cancer?
I mean, just good examination of your skin and knowing what your skin looks like is important because they're not always easy to find. So you're looking for something that is changing, something that the colors are changing, it's getting larger, then you need to have someone take a look at it.
And not every skin cancer is going to be melanoma. There's squamous cell, basal cell, right?
Yes.
And you can get those on the nose. My mom had a squamous cell cancer on her, right above her lip, and it just took some skin removal, and she had like a little light patch.
Well, and then around the lips mm-hmm. and the eyes are really harder to treat because your skin is pretty thin there.
Yeah.
So it is harder to remove those. It can be done. My mom also had one on her face. So, and then you worry about what it looks like when you take it off. So
right.
it's better just not to get them.
Okay, but let's a squamous cell or a basal cell, how aggressive are those?
Those tend to be less aggressive. However, we have seen squamous cell, basal cell not so much, but squamous cell cancer is actually spread to like head and to become a head and neck type of cancer. Mm-hmm. So you just be diligent.
Okay, so use the SPF. Make sure you're wearing protective clothing, wide brim
hats.
Light colored clothing, perhaps.
Yes.
Okay, and again, limit your time outside.
That's exactly right, especially between 10 and 2.
Mm-hmm. The high time of the day.
Right.
Okay, we got a rally for life coming up, or a relay for life, I believe, something like that, right?
Yes, relay for
relay
life
for life.
Will
I spelled
be here soon.
Rally. I'm an idiot.
June 17th from 6 to midnight. It's going to be held at the track behind Phil Kinley.
Mm-hmm.
We are encouraging people to come out. We do have several things going on that night. We do have live music. We're going to play a little bingo later in the night. Of course, the highlight of the night is the Luminaria ceremony.
Tell us about that.
So the Luminaria ceremony not only recognizes those survivors that are still with us, so we're honoring their survival and their following through, but we also want to do memory of those people that we've lost to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very solemn time of the relay, but it brings back memories of those people that we've lost and helps us really focus on why we're there. We're there to help more survivors be here with us the next day.
Now, if you're my age, and heaven help you if you are, a diagnosis of cancer used to be pretty much a death sentence back when I was a little boy. That's not the story anymore.
So it has been amazing the things that have happened in the last 15 to 20 years and still happening.
Mm-hmm.
We see people, and the American Cancer Society has played a big part in that. They fund a lot of research, which has come up with medications that have kept people able to fight off the cancer for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, don't think, oh no, I have cancer and I better get my will made out and all of that good stuff, because
right.
That's not necessarily the case. So there's a lot of them that we can increase that survival today.
Yeah, and don't use the excuse that you're afraid to find out keep you from going to see the doctor.
Exactly, because there's a lot of things we can do. And the newest thing, most promising thing, is immunotherapies. So it's not really the chemotherapy like people think about that makes you lose your hair and make you sick all the time. This is basically revving up your immune system to fight off the cancer yourself.
Right. So your body is being enlisted to use its own immune system to help fight off the cancer, which is basically just your own cells going nuts.
Exactly.
They learned how to wake up certain aspects of the immune system to fight those cancerous cells.
Exactly. And people tolerate these immunotherapies very, very well.
Well, it's amazing to think about where we'll be 5 years from now.
Exactly.
So much has changed. How can folks get more information about the Relay for Life?
So you can call the Cancer Center at the hospital at 620-252-1501. Ask for Vicki. I'd be glad to help you or send you information. We do have a survivor dinner the night of Relay. So if you're a survivor, be sure and get a hold of us and let us know that you'll be there. And we'd be glad to help you get a dinner for yourself and one guest. We also are raffling off a star quilt. It's red, white, and blue. It is very beautiful. We have two of former hospital employees that have been donating the quilt each year. So that kind of makes it close to our hearts here at Coffeyville.
Excellent. And back on the subject of skin cancer, does Coffeyville Regional Medical Center have any online resources for folks to gaze at for more information?
I'm not sure that there's anything on our website, but you can definitely go to cancer.org and they have plenty of information. That's the American Cancer Society's website. They have lots of information about sunscreen and protecting your skin.
If I can put in a pitch for my old alma mater, I used to work at the NIH, and the cancer.gov website for the National Cancer Institute has a lot of great information there as well. Vicki, thank you. Vicki Portwood, the director of the Cancer Center at Coffeyville Regional Medical Center, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us all this valuable information.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.